T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
Time to even up that series tonight there in Sunrise. It'll be fun. Hopefully a crowd can get into it, get off to a good start. And they have a little bit to drink there, and everybody gets a little bit fired up as they're playing against the Stanley Cup champions, man. The Lightning, who took game one with all the power plays and a great third period they put together to pull away after being 1-1 after two periods. And the Heat try to make it two in a row, man. By the way, they've already got the knee-jerk reaction out on game one. Is it over? Has Golden State won? Like, look it, man. You can start saying that if you win the first two, although everybody knows if you don't have home court or home ice, you got to win one on the road, right? Take care of home court and or home ice. And then but the Panthers got to take care. This is a big game for them. And the Heat want to just stay perfect. Haven't lost at home. Keep that going. And by the way, that just leads me, if you haven't, we got into this Jimmy Butler, the ultimate team guy, which he is. And he's been as good as anybody in these playoffs. He really has. And wherever you're looking, Golden State, Phoenix, Dallas, Brooklyn, Philadelphia.
All right.
Jimmy Butler is right there at the top. He's not taking a back seat. So today they started the Steph Curry or Jimmy Butler thing. And honestly, you know, it's gotten to that. Jimmy Butler sent a text message to Stephen A., who's involved in about 20 shows at ESPN, including all the NBA shows, except the NBA during the day. You and everybody else have slept on me. You and everybody else have slept on me. By the way, great for Stephen A., by the way. But just to give you an idea, if you don't think Jimmy's paying attention to what he's doing and what everybody else is doing and that he doesn't like being the best player in all these games, no matter who we're talking about, Jimmy Butler does care, man. Jimmy D and team, as in Jimmy Butler, best player. We're going to D up on everybody. And my supporting cast,
right,
going to get the most out of them.
I like what Kendrick Perkins said yesterday, too, on one of those NBA shows when he said that Jimmy's not a big regular season guy, but the minute the playoff starts, he becomes a top five player in the NBA. And he's proven that in the last couple of years, that during the season he might not be a top five, maybe not a top 10, maybe not a top 15 player in some people's eyes in the NBA. But the minute the playoffs start, he has to be in your top five. He's a top five NBA player.
How can
player.
You be both, though? Like, either you're a great player or you're not. It really doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
Because
what do we say? He doesn't try during the season?
No, I just think he turns to a different level when he gets to the playoffs.
Oh, I think everyone does. I think everyone ratchets their game up when they hit the playoffs. And I got to disagree with Perk on that.
Why? A lot of guys are 25, 30 points a game during the regular season, the same thing in the playoffs. That's
you're
not
either
really
great
Jimmy.
Or you're not.
Jimmy,
right? Like, everyone turns it up in the playoffs.
Jimmy
LeBron,
missed a lot of games quietly, too.
He did.
And they were little injuries, and I said it all year that if we were in the playoffs, his ass would have been playing in a lot of those games where they could rest him. You know, they did their share. We got on everybody else in the NBA. They did their share of Kyle Lowry had personal issues going on.
Right.
Not sure what was going on there. We had a lot of guys. Bam was out for a while. They had a lot of guys miss a lot of games.
And still got the number one seed.
And they still
Look
got
at the pounding,
number one
though,
seed.
That Jimmy has taken through these playoffs and, you know, especially that last game. What do you get to the line? Almost 20 times in that game?
18 times.
Look at the pounding that he took in that game. I mean, that's not sustainable, obviously, during a regular season, but that's
Jimmy Butler.
That's his style. That's how he plays.
Well, I think a lot of guys like that 60 games want to be paid for 82 playing 60.
Right.
But also, you look at Jimmy Butler. For the 32-year-olds that are starting to slow down, he and James Harden basically the same age. Look what's happened to him. I'm watching Jimmy Butler. He's as athletic as ever. He gets up. He springs. He's still got great springs in the legs. And the way he gets up and down the court after he gets a steal and finishes.
They're going in different directions, James Harden and Jimmy
Butler. Jimmy Butler takes care of himself. Yeah. I don't think Jimmy Butler's worried about going out and joining the other team.
Yeah.
Look at man. We can say whatever we want.
You're so ridiculous with
James Harden really can't play for – I'm going to tell you one other one. James Harden couldn't play 2 years ago, and he couldn't play today for the Miami Heat.
We should do your all-fat team.
I didn't say
all
that.
All the players that you think are fat.
I just
Let's think
said
about
the guys
it, right?
wear baggier outfits.
Zion is fat,
Well, there's
too.
Three guys.
Well, Zion was
You
big,
said yesterday
dude.
That Luka was fat.
He's two.
Okay.
And Harden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Luka's fat, sure.
You don't think Luka's?
No. He's dropping those ridiculous games, but he's out of shape.
He did admit in the beginning of the season he was way out of shape.
Okay, maybe in the beginning of the season, but are you nuts?
He
the
was
way
20, 25
right
pounds.
Right.
I know, but.
Oh, you said yesterday he was fat. He looked fat to you.
You can get away with things at 23, 24, 25 that you can't get away with at 32, 33. You say whatever you want, Woody.
Carmelo, he's on your all-fat team,
No, he's
right?
all stick, but he doesn't ever look in shape either, no.
Okay, there you go.
He looks in better shape now than he did 3 years ago, Carmelo.
If we wouldn't get in trouble for fat shaming, we could do your all-fat team.
We didn't run those damn kids ads for
that's true.
Fat shaming in the morning. I could.
We just named four guys. All you really need is one more.
Yeah, you just need a center now.
I'm not looking to get
Take
canceled.
Your pick, Joe.
I'm not looking to get canceled today. I'm going to wait a while. We get through one more football season. then they could start screaming and calling the GM.
Then we could give the all-fat team.
I want them.
Did you guys see yesterday that picture that popped up of Luka, which I think ended up being fake?
Yeah.
They showed him someone posted
with
a picture.
Boban,
it looked like
right?
he was doing a little day drinking.
Yeah.
right.
He had to come out and say, come on, man.
I love that because I love the reaction
but
to it.
But that fits
it's like,
Joe's
oh, he's
narrative
get 50
perfectly.
Yep.
He looks a little fat. Oh, he's out day drinking. Like he's
pounding
skins beers,
and beers
during the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Woody, I hate to break it to you.
But if MJ did that, you'd be like, oh, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen, man.
MJ?
Yeah, didn't MJ show up to games drunk or practices or whatever?
MJ? No, he showed up. Playing 36 holes of golf and then went out and put
golf
50
slander.
On you, in
that's
case you didn't
slander,
know.
Hollywood, be careful.
Yeah, let's make sure you're a little accurate
Showing
before you just decide
yeah,
to start doing that.
It's worse than fat shaming.
Paul Pierce, there you go. That could be
Paul Pierce.
Oh, yeah,
could
okay.
be in your starting
I think
five.
We got
thank
a five.
You, thank you, Texter, from
I
the
think
3
we got
two,
a five.
One.
Positionless basketball, right? We don't need a center.
How many of those guys could play for the Pat Riley fat shaming school that he has?
I don't know.
Paul Pierce look rough when you guys see him, by the way, all the time. Yeah. Like it's like a mix of like he's obviously high all the time, but it's like a mix of that and shame almost.
More slander.
Yeah. Well, you're on a roll just wow. accusing everybody. Like anything else you want to.
Can you just say allegedly?
So you're just
look at his eyes?
Aren't
it's
you
like,
married to a lawyer?
No, I don't look at his eyes. I didn't see that when I saw him in his hoodie.
Courtside, it's just a huge mix of weed and pain in those eyes, man. Shame.
I wish you just didn't, honestly, I wish you just didn't do shows and run home to the kids every day and say stupid-ass stuff without knowing.
I mean, you're married to a lawyer. You know you got to throw in allegedly every once in a while.
He never does.
You just called Luka Doncic overweight.
He was.
You're telling me anything that I say.
He admitted it.
Luka
like
said.
You can't say anything worse than that.
Luka said.
But he said it.
He was 20 to 30 pounds
yes.
overweight, and he had to change his diet.
It's like 5 months ago. You said it now. You still think he looks out of shape.
Well, you think you just lose some weight and you're in great shape. And I'm telling you, I think if Luka would have been ready to go and looked like Jimmy Butler from day one. Hell, I just think Jimmy Butler looks like that if you've seen him. You know, it's like UD. Like UD looks like from the UD that started and went to school to
right.
UD now. He ought to be putting out those videos of the new program. Because that guy
he works out. He puts
that
stuff on Instagram.
Unbelievable.
Right.
There may be a... Yeah.
Another text here goes to Lowry. And Lowry wears big shorts. He just wears big shorts. I've noticed that about him. It's like James Harden. He has a big beard. Makes him look bigger. But Lowry.
You're
going to
pick and choose who you're going to defend.
Next time you see Kyle Lowry.
Next thing you're
going to
do
all
is.
These guys are in great shape. But the next time you see Kyle Lowry, look at his shorts.
Okay.
His gigantic shorts.
No, I mean, I don't look at his shorts and say it looks.
Look at his shorts.
Yeah, big.
I'm telling you. Jordan 100% drank beer with Gretzky while golfing 36 holes, then told Gretzky he dropped 30-plus, and he scored 40. That story is easy to read on Google. I thought I knew that about that story like that.
But can we just stick with the golfing?
Yeah, you defend your thing for your narrative.
He golfed.
It's okay.
By the way, did MJ ever look out of shape to you till he played at Washington?
He really didn't even look out of shape there. He just looked older.
He didn't look out of shape.
Well, I mean, he did admit that he was out of shape when he lost to Orlando in the playoffs.
Wasn't a basketball
because
shape.
I saw that the other day.
He looked pretty good.
That was when he came back.
Okay.
Come on.
This guy says Lowry 100% got ass implants. The thing is poofy.
Get out
poofy?
Of here. What's wrong with people?
He uses it to muscle.
He's got a poofy ass? Is that
the other guy says, look at his arms. It's not. He wears big shorts. He does.
He wears big shorts. I've never heard that before.
He wears big shorts.
I'm guessing those guys are in pretty good shape or they couldn't play. Like Riley doesn't.
Oh, but not Luka. Or James Harden.
Luka's not playing here.
Only Heat players.
So how do you think that would go over Luka's coming like, hey, Coach Riley, I'm really sorry. I'm 30 pounds over, but played all off season with my country for the Olympics. So I had to take some time off. I didn't realize all the burgers and cold beer. I'm 25 over, but I'll get in shape. What do you think Pat would do?
Send him to the Deion Waiters, James Johnson camp.
Texas says Kyle Lowry has childbearing hips.
You guys can't get on our guy, man.
No, he wears. Listen, next time he
Hollywood
suits up,
said he's big. He looks big because he wears big shorts.
Because I'm right on this one. Next time he suits up, I looked at him the other day and I was like, all right, he obviously looks like some of these other guys Joe's talking about, but he wears big shorts.
Big shorts.
Look at his shorts. Next time he dresses,
I've heard big bones.
Check this
I've
out.
I've heard a lot of things before.
I'm telling you,
big shorts.
Just coming from Woody, it's amazing. It's always incredible some of the stuff we get from
shocked.
Him. He can look at a guy that's sitting at a game and say he's find out he's high. He can tell by just the way he's sitting there.
Right.
He looks loaded. His TV can even see the eyes and stuff. And that's that's been smoking eyes. Okay.
Well, it looks like he did it.
Woody, we're very lucky to have
ESPN
you.
ESPN job.
You know, it's like Woody and when he gets on his nobody likes
right.
Blue cheese. That still bothered me as I was finishing the blue cheese yesterday.
Did you have blue cheese yesterday?
Kept that stuff, man.
Couple more quick ones here. Y'all keep saying players are out of shape, but isn't round a shape? It's true.
Well,
round is a shape.
I've been in shape all my life, then.
Lowry's got more donk than Kim Kardashian.
I won't take this Lowry bashing. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
It's
the childbearing hips.
Pants.
Listen, first of all, you can't do
big
Kyle Lowry
shorts.
On a Heat basketball game. You want to get on anybody else, you're welcome
Lowry
to.
Did not get a Brazilian butt lift.
Well, thank goodness.
By the way, don't make fun of those things. Those things are popular in the TV industry right now.
They're also very dangerous.
Didn't affect somebody I worked with.
Where are all these texts coming from? Kyle Lowry could be in Big Mama 3.
Why are we getting
this
on Kyle
is very
Lowry?
Mean spirit. It's
Kyle Lowry's going to be around.
Kyle Lowry
you
slander.
Started the whole thing.
You did it, Hollywood.
I did not start the whole
you
thing.
You did with
first
your big
all,
shorts.
No, a texter sent that in.
All right.
Number one. And in number two, he is in perfectly fine shape like the rest of these guys. He just wears big pants.
All right. Well, we got to go to break here. But thanks, Woody, for your just outstanding stuff today. And
you know what? You're welcome, Joe.
Very good. Very good. 305-567-0560 with Woody.
Barkley was always fat. Damn fine career. It can be done.
I think Charles Barkley. Go.
Is he fat too?
He was a big guy.
He was big.
But he could play.
He's a round mound of rebound.
He could definitely play though. He could. But listen, man, you would admit if you're not in great shape and you have a weight problem, it does cut into some career time.
Yes.
And playing a high level.
Your knees and everything.
I think I keep saying this. Jimmy Butler and James Harden about the same age. They got nothing in common as basketball players.
No.
Nothing. I know they play different positions, but
doesn't
nothing.
Matter. Right.
All right, right now we got to go to a break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Yeah, we got a big playoff night, Heat and Celtics game two, and the Panthers and the Lightning. And, ooh, boy, got to get that win against the Stanley Cup champs tonight. Got to get that done. Hey, by the way, I do want to take a moment to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got one hot SUV family, more importantly, we got the best overall products we've ever had, and we want to make sure if you're looking for something new, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers because we think you're really going to like all of our products, man. Because when you start looking at the changes they've made, especially in the SUV family, let's talk about Tahoes and Suburbans. 2021 and 22 got a brand new sporty look and added more space. We decided if we're going to have Tahoes and Suburbans, our big guys, big comfortable, We want you and your family to have plenty of space for that summer vacation right around the corner. Whether you're going down to the Keys or heading to Orlando or anywhere else, staying off those airplanes, want to make sure the Taller Suburban keeps you nice and comfortable with all the space you and your family need. And as far as that goes, even though it's a midsize SUV, that Traverse is fantastic. You talk about a roomy SUV with a great look. And then to our smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox. Style and substance to die for. Silverado trucks, working trucks, family trucks, combo trucks. We got them new and used. As the newer coming in slowly, we got plenty of used for you in great shape, waiting for you to stop by and take a test drive. You're going to fall in love with your South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dealer.
I thought they got great shots in the first half. They just did not go in. But the one thing we have learned during the playoffs, you go back to Milwaukee-Boston game one, you go back to Dallas against Phoenix game one, nobody's going to overreact to the game. Hey, you're right, and y'all suck too.
A man can only take so many of those.
No.
That's why he is the king of all shows, man. Charles Barkley saying he hates San Francisco. He just hates it.
Y'all
and
suck
of course,
too.
Yeah. And listen, San Francisco's got some serious problems right now. It's not the old San Francisco. I don't know if anybody's ever going to wake up and notice. Not exactly a great place to go for a little vacation like it used to. But I don't think Barkley was talking about that. He just said San Francisco sucks. I don't like going there. He's kind of a South guy, you know.
Yeah.
Played at Auburn, and
Don't put him in San Antonio.
Speaking of fat shaming,
right? My goodness.
Talked about the big women there. Oh boy, did he?
Got some big.
Yeah, he's got some places he's not a fan of, but it is very funny. It is very funny. So they couldn't wait to get out by that show last night and say Barkley sucks. They just could not wait.
What do you expect was going to end up happening?
All I know is it didn't affect the game. He may not like San Francisco. That Golden State team's pretty good. 25-point win last night. Game one. Don't want to overreact. Game one. And see what happens. Hey, Dallas was down 2-0 to the Suns. So we'll –
can't ever count Dallas out. Not at this point, right?
No,
now.
They can get hot.
Not with Big Luka.
But last night at home, old Golden State was pretty damn good, shooting 56% from the field. Dallas shot just 36%. And they shut Luka down, 6 of 18, 20.7 turnovers. It sounds like they were playing against the Miami Heat, those kind of numbers last night.
But Golden State just looks like they grow shooters on trees out there. Like they found Poole, they bring Poole in. But if Poole started instead of Steph Curry, if Steph Curry wasn't
there. He'd have been a good first-round pick.
Yeah.
I think
it's
probably
it's amazing.
Better
they just found a guy, right.
Better than they thought, but he got helped, and I'll tell you why. Klay Thompson was out,
right.
And he got to play a lot of basketball.
Yep.
Steph was out, and then he had a little adjustment period when Klay came back. He's coming off the bench, and he didn't play well for a while. And then, hey, listen, I give those guys credit because they got him going. They realize how important he is, and what a hell of a player, man, to go with the old three that have been together for a long, long time. And well, listen, I don't want to get ahead of myself because you know what could happen. If you're working off game one and we, you know, still got three more wins you've got to get. But Golden State,
What kind of dilemma does Miami that Heat put you in?
Doesn't put me in.
No, because you're going to be rooting for Golden State. I mean, don't. I already called you a liar like six times.
Yes, I am.
Don't do it again. Right. You're going to be rooting for Golden State.
Like, someone's going to have a tough time beating Golden State, man. I think Dallas is done, and whoever gets out of this East.
I think
Golden
the Heat,
State's going to be very, very tough
I think the Heat can beat him, man.
I think the Heat could beat him.
Defensively, the Heat would probably give him the most trouble out of any of these teams that are left, but
Heat aren't going to let him open, shoot threes wide open. That's not going
to
happen.
Like
yeah, but they have too many guys, like Zach was just saying. Like they have too many guys. You can't. Like it's very tough to stop.
Kyle Lowry's healthy. Hopefully by then he'll help there. I mean, I'd like to actually see if that series did happen. I know we're talking.
How about that for a little travel back and forth?
Oh no!
Oh
I know.
God! In that series. Oh man! Oh my
game
God!
Game six, game seven.
You're like, hey, win your damn home games because it's a long ass flight.
How about PJ Tucker and Draymond Green? If that was a matchup at all in that series,
talking about
two guys that look in the mirror, it's almost the same guy.
Yeah. They both have been able to develop young guys. I give them credit there because the Golden State Warriors have done a pretty good job with their young guys, even though they're first-round pick, but just to get them ready to go. All right, we got all kinds of stuff here besides this two playoff games tonight, man. It's still sucks, I agree. They got to play the same night, but that's the way it is, man. You got to split up your time tonight or hopefully you have two. And by the way, Goldie told me it wasn't two TVs that were put together. It's four. Four.
It's four?
She gave him a four.
Come on.
Put together, had a custom design piece made that fits.
Wow.
Four nice TVs.
Hold on a second.
You don't get that from too many wives out there.
I mean.
To Mrs. Goldstein.
Wow. And she's the real MVP. She's the real MVP. Four? Two would be a stretch.
He goes, did you say two the other day? I go, yeah. He says, it's four. You were there. I said, I never forgot the other two. I do remember.
Now you're only allowed two, is what you said? In your room?
In my room, I'm allowed anything.
Oh, it's on the office.
Anything short of strippers, I'm could have anything back there.
I don't know about that.
I said short of strippers.
Okay, no, but I don't know about it. Like, if you brought in two more TVs
today.
She
doesn't care. She doesn't care what I put in the ego room.
Oh, yeah. No, that room's kind of your, yeah.
It's 100% ego.
So why don't you turn it into like a sports book?
A little man
put
cave.
Like, get a couple more TVs and throw them in there.
Get tennis on one, golf on the other.
Four'd be a little hard, man. I mean, Goldie.
That's a great setup. It's hard. Four is a lot.
Yeah, but you'd need a TV on at all times. It's flashing lights.
But the
stuff.
Thing is, Goldie didn't
People
put it
put
in
their
his.
Bets in.
Goldie's got a nice big house, by the way, in Weston. I don't mind saying that. But Goldie didn't put it in the extra room.
No, it's in like the main room.
He
right?
put in the main
that's
room
why,
like he's
yeah.
eating and watching that and she's sitting there with him.
No, that's
like you don't get that.
Well, sorry.
Not a lot of women.
I forgot about that.
Not
that,
a lot
that's
of
not
women
a man cave.
Are gonna buy in on that like
Hollywood, that's the living room. There's no chance. No other guy's got that set up.
There's only sports going on in that back bedroom. Or if I go to bed and they're staying up 9 hours later than I make it, and then soon as I fall asleep, that sucker's off.
Wow. I forgot that's
you
four
get
in
one
the
of the you get
room.
You get a woman
yep.
that will let you outside of your own personal room if you have one or if you've turned your garage into that same thing, which other members of my family have done. Mm. But to put it in the normal part of the house, yeah. I mean it's got sports written all over it. Yep. You're buying putting four TVs.
That's sick.
Does he get to decorate the area too? Like with all
now
his,
you're
like,
pushing
can he hang
no,
like jerseys
it,
and stuff on the wall?
No,
like,
you're pushing it.
No,
man.
No, I've been there.
It's not like a sports room. It's just like it's got the TV set up.
It's all he needs.
All
he got
need.
The four TVs.
That'd be nice.
He doesn't have to leave and run in the back corner so that, you know, he's got two sons anyway. So she gets out numbered there. But come on, man. That's unbelievable.
The fact that it's in the main, like the living room and not the man cave or the office, that's even more credit for Goldie.
Put up this beautiful wall unit that
well
she
done.
Picked out.
Of course she did.
With the thought of four TVs to take up a lot of that thing, and then she decorated the rest of it.
Wow.
Beautiful piece. And Goldie is what? I mean,
what if you just did it? Like in your living room while your wife was out of town? What if you just did it?
She's not out of town very much. How many times are you going to watch our
send
grandkids?
Send her away. Send her away on a
keep
you
send her away to the grandkids
right.
or something.
Yeah, go to Dallas. Go, yeah.
What do you, you call up the store? You know,
Woody, like,
TV
it's so stupid.
Days.
It's never going to happen. Stop. Is it going to happen at your place?
No.
It happened at your place?
Not in the main living room. No. Zero chance. Zero.
I said, hey, this is a real nice sports piece. You know, it's got some value. Do you mind if I put it out or in the other side because I don't really have room? She goes, no. Take something else down and put it up.
Wow.
This house not going to look unless you go back there to the ego room.
Right. That's carte blanche in
you can do whatever you want back
ego
there.
Room, I guess you could say.
Any color, anything right. You want.
I got you know, whatever, but not in the main living room. No.
That comfortable chair that dips back, that puts you to sleep. In case you fall asleep back there, you get a little tired of working. Zoomed right into a couple TVs, but not the four.
Yeah, you got to get four now.
I just don't know
you
how
to step your game up.
But do you ever really need four?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I get Marlins. We can have some games on the same time.
Yeah, what about
time.
The other night, Tuesday? You need three. So why not put a fourth?
Four is a good number.
Four is a good number.
Four is too many.
No.
No, because they got that channel now that has like all the little split screens. I don't know if you have DirecTV or not, but they have like the little, it has like all
I
the.
I don't.
It's like the sports preview channel.
Right.
So you can put that on. You need another TV for your lines and all that.
I have nothing against DirecTV. I have nothing against DirecTV because I was a long time DirecTV. Did ever notice though?
No, DirecTV like, has something against the rain, but.
Yes.
Yeah. So every the rain and
so what are we gonna do during a rainy season in the afternoon? And it always happens.
South Florida.
If you have DirecTV, it always happens. The good part of a movie or a game is getting ready to pop up, and it freezes and then it disappears. You gotta wait. Well, and you hear the lightning, you know, and thunder,
you know,
and you're
like,
all right, so I don't know how long it's gonna last.
You know what's really painful about DirecTV? So if you record something. Like if you DVR something and it's raining out there, your recording gets screwed up.
Of course.
So we're sitting, you know, we go to sit down, you know, it's nighttime. We're going to sit down and watch a show we've been wanting to watch for a while. And it's all screwed up because it rained while the show was recording.
But always happens at the.
It's very deflating, man.
At important part of a game or a movie that you're, oh, they're setting you up and here it comes. Oh, no, not. Oh, it's frozen. Oh, it froze. It froze. And you look outside and go, oh, the storm's here. Damn.
It's like it's 2022. How are we still, like, how is this still an issue?
Right.
I don't have any answers. I have nothing for you.
Either does DirecTV.
I have nothing. I'm sure cable still uses it against them, though.
Oh,
huh?
Of course.
All right.
Yeah, but don't they get the Sunday ticket like they're the only ones, or did they lose the Sunday ticket, too?
They still have the Sunday ticket for now, but I think it's like.
Did they lose it or not?
I think it's going to like Apple or something soon.
You know the highest bidder wins in the NFL.
Amazon, Apple. Joe, you better.
How's the loyalty thing?
Right.
Not as good as the money.
How's the cash thing?
The green wins every time. Green wins. All right, we got to go to break here. We're getting a little carried away here this morning and getting everybody all fired up. Hey, so the Marlins take 2 out of 3 from the Nationals. Lose yesterday. Tough game to lose. Half today off, and then. They've got the Braves in town this weekend. The Marlins have been doing a lot of really cool things during the weekend, especially on Saturday night, May 21st, with the Braves in town. We got Cuban Heritage Celebration. Got some great giveaways. Matter of fact, you can get a ticket package, which includes an exclusive Cuban Heritage jersey. I saw them promoting that. They're also going to have an international Cuban recording star. Hansel will be in town. And so they're doing some really cool stuff for after the game as well. And so if you want to get out there and really enjoy it with the Marlins on Saturday, May 21st, when the Marlins take on the Braves, all you have to do is make sure you grab your tickets, visit marlins.com/heritage. And they've got some really cool stuff going on that you can get, man. Marlins fedora as well will happen. So if you're looking to get out and really enjoy yourself, Saturday night's a great night to get out to the Braves game. They usually play well on Saturday night. Don't want to take advantage of all the cool stuff. But Cuban Heritage Celebration this Saturday with the Braves in town. Grab your tickets. Learn more at marlins.com/giveaways today. Hey, welcome back. And happy playoff. What is it? Thursday already.
It is. It's Thursday.
My God, it's flying this week.
All right.
Anyway, now we got the new topics. First, we had, is Jimmy Butler or Steph Curry been the two best players? Now they switch it over. Who's the best two-way player? Is it Jimmy Butler, the best two-way player left? And the answer is pretty simple. Yes, it's not even close.
Right.
Both ways? Talking about defending, which, by the way, nobody ever talks about defending.
No, it's not sexy. can't talk
but,
about defending, yeah.
Yeah, if you're jumping on that, I don't know if Stephen A., after getting that text from Jimmy, decided, damn, we better put this out so we can get some stuff with Jimmy Butler. You and everybody else have slept on me. A text sent from Jimmy Butler to Stephen A. Smith.
Good for Jimmy.
And I like it. It wasn't mean. Yeah, it wasn't right. Vicious. It was just like you kind of took me out of the category of great player. You kind of made me kind of that second tier. And that's not the case. And I want everybody to know that it's playoff time, the most important time. We got the number one seed, and I'm playing my ass off. 340-point games, which I didn't even realize until Eric Reed said it yesterday. And speaking of Eric Reed, Ron Rothstein is going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to Ron about the game. And I'm guessing Ron, who is known as a defensive coordinator for a long time, besides being a head coach.
For the Bad Boys.
For both and then came here and also did the same thing for Spo for a while. And so Ron's been around as a head coach and defensive coach.
Imagine being
in the NBA. He
you,
must love what's going on the way they play.
Yeah, I was about to say, imagine now what he's looking at here with this team, and then imagine going back as the quote-unquote defensive coordinator, defensive guy for a team like the Bad Boys. Being able to be the guy, the catalyst to maneuver those guys around. All they did was play defense.
They had that on. That documentary was on the other night. Yep. And saw some of that. And the one thing I got out of it is how close they were. All those characters. And, you know, you had Rodman. Before Rodman really became crazy Chicago Rodman and all the other teams that he played for. But was great for those two teams. But all those guys, man, they – some people still don't like some of those guys on that team. Still aren't popular with other NBA players. But they loved each other. And getting that box from the Raiders, from Al Davis.
Right.
Cool stuff. Yeah, really, cool. Really cool. I've enjoyed that. But that documentary, as good as that one is, not as good as Michael Jordan. Who takes a camera, their own camera, and shoots the whole season? Knowing like, hey, we're going to win a championship and I'm going to retire. So I want to make sure we get all this stuff behind the scenes. And listen, Michael, I want to ask you, if you're on that team, would he have been hard to play with?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, not even a question.
Would have been hard.
Yeah. It's not even a question.
Would have been hard. For hard nose, I mean, he took that winning thing to a whole new level because he wanted to win in practice every day.
Right.
Some of the great ones will take some little bit of practice time off, and he didn't. He grinded guys hard and tried to get under their skin. He did things that you would think a coach would do. And then listen to Phil Jackson talk about, I had to pay Michael too far today, man. Too far. He goes, I'll call him. Call him on my way
home.
See how Steve Kerr's
doing. Imagine having to do that. Imagine being in practice with him and missing a shot, just a normal jump shot on one of these plays that they're running. And he just stares at you and goes, dude, when I throw you that ball, you better make that shot. Like, I passed you that ball.
And he had two guys hit.
Make that shot.
And he had two guys hit two of the biggest shots in the history of
playoff. Right.
Talk
John
about
John Paxson, Steve Kerr.
I'm guessing Steve Kerr, and Michael Jordan has great respect for Steve Kerr to this day. I'm guessing when they see each other.
He punched him in the face, didn't he? In one of the
punched him in the face. Another guy punched, I think he punched Michael Jordan in the gut.
Right.
And Jordan decided to go upstairs on it. Yeah. Well, I just can't even imagine. Yeah. I mean, guys get into it in practice, but.
But that's a little different. I mean, yeah, I can imagine playing.
And they were that good. Like,
yeah. They're winning every year.
Crazy stuff. All right. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. And been talking about both and the Panthers. Man, you talk about needing this game. They go down and somehow lose tonight. I don't think they will. I think they're going to win this game tonight. But
can't put yourself in that position, though.
They've got to get this split and get this sucker back up to Tampa Bay, and you got to take care of a big problem called the power play. I mean, it's one of the most amazing stats for a team that's been this good offensively with their power play as well as just what they scored all season long in general. They cannot continue to go for 21. I mean, somebody's got to break it. I mean, I don't know if what coach will do tonight, if he, you know, and they just keep it and go through the same thing every time somebody goes through a little power play drought. We hear you got to shoot the puck more. You got to fire and get guys getting in position for rebounds. We got to get somebody that's going to be tough up there and getting interfere and make it tough. And is going to get knocked around a little bit to give us some more shots and opportunities to score where the goalie can't see it. All those things, whatever it is, they just have not. It's one of the craziest stats for now in the second round. They have not.
You sound like a TNT broadcaster because in game one, that's exact. Every time they went on the power play, they're not shooting enough. They're not shooting enough. They got to shoot more on power play. They're not shooting enough. Like, so, well, you got to fix that somehow, some way, right?
Yeah, you have an idea?
Yeah, shoot more.
And just fire it?
I don't know. I don't know if there's an easy explanation for it.
The two guys that are still the two best players are going to have to get going. And they've had great years. Huberdeau's season was fantastic. And even though Barkov missed a lot of games, he still put up record numbers. Like, those guys got to get a roll in here, man, because I can tell you they're going to go through what Jimmy Butler was going to go through if he didn't put up big numbers and start playing. The guys that are the best players need to play their best. That goes for every sport. You can't just depend on third and fourth lines to carry you.
No.
The Verhaeghe story was fantastic.
Right. It's good to have on the side.
But look, and he had a career series. It was 6 goals, 6 assists. I mean, ridiculous. Some of the best in the history of the NHL. But we need to get some really good stuff. Like the other night, Tampa Bay, Kucherov, who's been a great player, makes a great move. And you're going, okay, that's play of the game. And, oh, it's Kucherov, who's been a great player. Well, no matter what he did in a regular season, he was great when he had to be, and like he usually is when they play in Stanley Cups. And then that goalie is ridiculous.
Playing out of his mind
just,
also.
You know, again, we're hoping he cools off a little bit.
Huberdeau's got 1 goal and 3 assists in the playoffs. That's it.
Not good.
That's like one game for him during the regular season.
Not good enough at all. All right, so we got Ron Rothstein going to join us. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. Yeah, Jimmy Butler, best. Boy, I'll tell you what, all of a sudden he's getting a lot of stuff. And, of course, Nick Saban critical of Texas A&M over the NIL, of all people. And they've got the video over here. Yeah. I got an idea, though. He's so worried about they can't continue this and because they got to pay for a lot of the women's sports teams. If he wanted to help pay for a couple, why don't you take less than $12 million, $11 million, $10 million, whatever you finally make every year, why don't you donate some of that money back to the program, and they can pay for a lot of sports.
All right.
Never a good look when the guy complaining about NIL is the highest paid of everybody in college sports. Not a good look.
Nick Saban for you.
And a little fraudulent on
little
that he's the only clean one and everybody else is dirty, including Texas A&M, which has got it all stirred up this morning. We got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Ron Rothstein from the Miami Heat will join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. ASP Superhome, a family-owned and operated business. I love talking about them. They got one purpose every day, protecting families in their homes before hurricane season. That's what it's all about for the Rodriguez family, the owners of ASP. What a great husband and wife family. What so good. I wish I could have everybody go down and meet the family and see what they can do for you. ASP Superhome extends a Joe Rosa exclusive roof deal only for QAM listeners. Unless you know somebody that listens and you don't, but you want to give it to them, and they're interested in these new metal tile roofs, which, by the way, look like tile roofs. Now, everybody knows metal tile roofs are a little more expensive by Ward House, but you can get metal tile roofs by Ward House for the price of tile right now. It's a great offer. It's a limited-time offer. There's so many benefits. If you're not familiar with metal tile roofs that look like tile roofs, first of all, you reduce energy bills up to 30%. And the second thing I really like, and there's a lot of benefits, hurricane resistant up to 200 miles per hour. We're talking about if the big boys come in this hurricane season, you want to be as protected as you possibly can. And guess what? ASP can do it for you right now. Take advantage of 100% financing, no money down and no payments until 2024 at the Extend Pay from Y Green. ASP has an exclusive offer for you. I want you to take advantage of 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081. Metal tile roofs and tile roofs for the same price for a limited time. I can't do any better than that. 305-340-2081. Ask questions. Find out more. You're going to love ASP. And let the ASP family protect yours today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.